We continue with the tafsir of the Noble Quran. We're looking at verses from Surah Ash-Shura, which is in the 25th juz of the Noble Quran. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines the message of Tawheed, the deen of Islam. Is also the deen of all the former Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were based on the belief of Tawheed and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But although the deen differed in various detailed aspects of ibadah, the nitty gritty, the legislation, how it is to be carried out, there may be some differences in comparison to all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the deems that they brought. However, if the basic principles of Tawheed and Risalah that was common in the deen of Islam and all the deens of all the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ. Allah has ordained for you the same deen, مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا, which He ordained for Sayyidina Nuh, وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ, as well as what He ordained for, مَا وَصَّى بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى, which He ordained for Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Isa. And what was the universal message that was given to all of them? An aqimu ad-deen, that they establish the deen. It was the universal message that was given to all of them. All the Anbiya, including Nabi Sallam, carried the same message forward. The final deen of Nabi Sallam brought the same principles that established the deen of Islam. وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا, and do not be divided. And this encouragement is to remain steadfast on deen without altering any part of it. And this was ordained for all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. A person should therefore not believe in part of the deen while disbelieving another, neither should he practice on part while disregarding another. That was the practice of the Bani Israel, that they would أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, do you believe in part of the book and reject the other part of the book? وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا, do not be divided. Do not divide up in terms of what you believe in, nor in your practice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the mushrikeen and says that كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْؤُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Now, Nabi Allah, that towards you call, what you call the mushrikeen is weighty on them. It is weighty on them simply because they are so set in their ways of worshipping many gods. The mushrikeen dislike the fact that the Nabi Sallam was inviting towards one Allah, whereas they believe in multitude of gods. So that is why this message is very weighty on them. The second reason was that they disliked the fact that Allah had made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a Nabi instead of one of the affluent members of their society. And in response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah draws whoever He wills towards Himself, and He guides towards Himself the one who is repentant, mayyunib, whoever is repentant, turning to Allah frequently, abundantly, Allah will guide that person. Allah confers His bounty on whoever He wills from amongst His bondmen, and He can lead people towards guidance. وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. And these kuffar, they divided only after knowledge came to them because of their animosity that divide them. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that this verse refers to the Quraysh. before the appearance of the Rasul, they used to swear by Allah that they would certainly become the most rightly guided if Allah sent a Nabi to them. However, when the Rasul was made a Nabi, they began to dispute amongst themselves, and as a result of which some accepted while others didn't. Also, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas has mentioned that the verse of this divisions could apply to the people of the Abuk. And while the Jews refused to accept the Rasul because of jealousy they bore towards him, the Christians also did not want to believe in him. And it was not because of their aversion to Islam that they refused to accept him, or because of any personal grudge, but they refused because of their overwhelming love of position and wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And if it were not a decree that issued forth from your Rabb, allowing them grace until the prescribed time, the matter would have been decided. They would have experienced a severe punishment had it not been predetermined that the punishment was not to come now. That if Allah had not decreed that the punishment was to come now, then the punishment would have come now because of the actions. The ulama also say that the predetermined time for them is the year after, where they will not be able to escape to no extent whatsoever. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُورِثُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ. Indeed, those who were given the book after them are in grave doubt concerning it. Allama Qurtubi had mentioned that the Ahli Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, they are being referred to. They therefore inherited the divisions that were created before them. And so the ulama mentioned that the Quraysh, they also had their difference of opinion, difference concerning this book. And all of that prevented them from accepting the deen of Islam, whereas they ought to have submitted to the message of Islam. So in the verses of Surah Ash-Shura, looking at from verse number 13 up to 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that He has ordained the same deen for the believers, what He has ordained for all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam beforehand. Ra'ul Azm, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Nuh, Sayyidina Isa, Sayyidina Ibrahim, and our beloved Master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in these verses there is mention of the Mushrikeen and their dislike for the invitation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had issue with the message of Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on various levels because of the fact that it didn't come to any one of them, and the fact that they despised the fact that someone was chosen above them. And then the final message that comes through is that people divide themselves up because of their own issues without any basis. All of these have split the ummah into various portions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide one and all. That brings us to the end of the program for this evening. Brings us to the end of our programming for this week. And we hope to reconnect with you again next week, inshallah, from the friendly city of Port Elizabeth. You are listening to Your World Today. Stay tuned to Radio Islam. For the next 2 hours, you can listen to Mullah Junaid Kirsani, and then it's Mullah Kara with the car program. And later this evening, we have the Tazkiyah program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.